The thrill and excitement of March Mania is here, and DraftKings Sportsbook, one of America's top-rated sportsbook apps, is giving new customers a shot to turn $5 into $150 instantly in bonus bets with any college basketball bet. You can find all the lines and available odds, of course, at the DraftKings Sportsbook app. North Carolina listeners, don't forget, DraftKings Sportsbook is now live in your state. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code SBNFL. New customers can bet $5 to get $150 instantly in bonus bets only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code SBNFL. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly on behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort. 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility, deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
What up, world? Welcome on all to another episode of The Ocho, presented to you in partnership, as always, with SB Nation's blog and theboys.com. My name, RJ Ochoa. You know me, of course, for BTB, and from my dear, your humble host, Don of The Ocho. It is Thursday, the third day, May 25th, 2023. We hope all is well wherever you are. We hope you're happy, safe, healthy, and I would like to remind you that The Ocho is presented to you by our friends at Righteous Felon Craft Jerky, the jerky that helps fuel our Dallas Cowboys. That is correct. Righteous Felon Jerky and Biltong are available for Cowboys players at the Ford Center Training Facility. Each 2-ounce bag of jerky has 16 to 20 grams of protein. Biltong has 32, and each meat stick appropriately has 8 grams of protein. If it's good enough for the Cowboys, it has got to be good enough for you as well. Righteous Felon uses locally sourced all-natural black Angus beef and prides itself on superior quality, revolutionary branding, and unique flavors that go beyond the stereotypical jerky offering. Go to righteousfelon.com and use discount code BTB15 at checkout to get 15% off of your order. That is righteousfelon.com, discount code BTB15 for 15% off of your order. Now, if it isn't obvious to you, I don't feel well. I know that I sound probably a lot worse than I feel. I don't know what it is. I don't think it's a cold or anything like that. If you listened actually to this week's episode of the NFC East mixtape, it kind of happened during the recording of that. Brandon Gowden was a trooper to kind of put up with me as I had this like facial attack. I think it's just allergies. It's just that kind of year. I don't know what I'm allergic to, or pollen, or whatever, grass, this and that, the other, whatever. I don't know if it's going around. You know, people say that like, oh yeah, it's going around, whatever. I really don't know. But my nose is all stopped, whatever up. You know, sometimes it's, you know, leaking all over the place. Other times, obviously, I sound a little bit different, a little bit of a sore throat, but doing my best to power through. So apologies for the kind of wretchedness in my voice, and apologies for this being a little bit of a shorter episode than usual. And also apologies for not having a guest. I haven't filmed a YouTube video this week, for obvious reasons. It's difficult to kind of make it through something without an attack happening. And so that just made this week complicated. Thankfully, the Cowboys haven't, you know, pulled off the biggest trade of all time or anything like that. But the Cowboys have had OTAs going on. There is access to the local media the day you're getting this episode, on Thursday. I'm recording this actually on Wednesday, May 24th at 10:30 a.m. Central Standard Time. It's just that time, right? This is kind of, I mentioned this, I think, to Brandon. I might have mentioned it to somebody else. I think to Jeremy Reisman for sure on the SB Nation NFL show. We have really reached the doldrums of the offseason, obviously, with free agency behind us, the draft, even the schedule release. It's just kind of going to be this way. You get an occasional bump in something with OTAs and minicamps and stuff like that. But really through, I was going to say June, but the early part of July, it's just kind of hoping that everything kind of stays chill and everything is kind of chalk. And then training camp starts, and we take a deep breath and we head underwater, and we're there for whatever it is, 8, 9, 10 months. But in the spirit of that, the thing I wanted to talk about today, I actually wrote about, because this is kind of the one thing the Cowboys haven't really, I guess addressed would be the right word. We've seen them attack different areas of their roster. Obviously, the trades for Brandon Cooks and Stephon Gilmore, the draft, Mozzie Smith, they spent a first-round pick on a defensive tackle for the first time in forever, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. The one thing the Cowboys haven't really done is bring in any help at the kicker position, right? And that's something that I know I'm screaming about, and I know a lot of other people are screaming about. Tristan Vizcaíno, all due respect, is the only legitimate option the Cowboys currently have. During rookie minicamp, special teams coordinator John Fossil had kind of a Fossil line saying that anybody on earth was being considered for the Cowboys kicking position. Fossil has, I don't think we give him enough credit for his ability to generate one-liners like that, but he can totally do it. He had the Michael Jordan line, talking about Greg Zuerlein. Everybody remembers the vasectomy thing on Hard Knocks, obviously. So John Fossil, he could be quite charming and charismatic, but somebody who is on earth, at least last I checked, that, you know, a lot of people have suggested for the Cowboys to bring in as a kicking option is Robbie Gould, right? Like, that's the name that everybody has said forever and ever now. Bring in Robbie Gould to be the kicker, et cetera, et cetera. I think that that's even like a national take. Like, there are so many people on a national level who don't just cover the Cowboys that are saying this makes sense. The Cowboys need to bring in Robbie Gould. Well, the math changed a little bit on Tuesday when the Denver Broncos released veteran kicker Brandon McManus. Brandon the Kid McManus, you may be familiar with his nickname, was the last remaining member of the Broncos team from their Super Bowl 50 winning team. So it's been a while that McManus obviously has been a part of the Broncos organization, but the Broncos moved on. Incidentally, it was reported later on Tuesday afternoon that the Broncos were working out Brett Maher. I joked with a friend of the show, David Hellman of Fox Sports, on Twitter about this. Dave, I'm paraphrasing here, he had a tweet that was something like, you know, there really are just kind of two or three really great kickers, and then, you know, everybody else is just kind of figuring things out with people as they go along. Again, I'm paraphrasing, like I said. And I mentioned to Dave, I was like, that's kind of the tight end position, right? Like, you know, in the NFL, and maybe you feel this, you know, way to a larger degree if you play fantasy or something like that. But if you don't have Travis Kelce or George Kittle has kind of had weeks or months where he's taken a step back. Darren Waller was there for a moment, right? Jonnu Smith had a moment a little, you know, a few years back at this point. But outside of that, it's just kind of everyone else is in the same sort of box, right? And you're hoping that your guy elevates beyond the sort of average baseline, and the kicking position is really like that. I think right now, you know, these days you could look, I mean, Justin Tucker's the gold standard. Evan McPherson, I think, is a really great kicker. Robbie Gould was up there. But other than that, it's just kind of a rotation of dudes really everywhere. You do have the, you know, the Mason Crosbys of the world that have been hanging out with their teams forever, but the Cowboys, think about it, it has now been 5 years since they moved on from Dan Bailey. At least training camp will be the five-year anniversary of that. 2018 and 19 were the first seasons of Brett Maher. Obviously, 19 did not go well for Brett, you know, at the midway point down the stretch. And then 2020, when Mike McCarthy took over and brought in John Fossil to be the special teams coordinator, he brought in Greg Zuerlein. They hung on to him for 2 years. And then I've mentioned this many times before, last year the Cowboys had two options at this time. Jonathan Garibay, the undrafted free agent out of Texas Tech at the time, and Lareem Hiruluhu, who obviously had had a cup of coffee with the Cowboys during the 2021 season. I believe he went 5 for 5 on extra points in the game that Greg Zuerlein missed against the Falcons. And so, you know, the Cowboys have just kind of made lemonade, right? Like, however they've had to over the last 2 years, and even, you know, stumbling into Brett Maher a year ago was a really sort of shocking thing. Sorry, my face is under attack once again. And now that Brandon McManus is available, that's my long way of getting to this point here. You have to pursue him or somebody if you're the Cowboys, in my mind. You can't seriously, and I'm not saying that they're, I think sometimes we get pretty mad at the Cowboys, right? We say, well, why are you doing this? Whatever. Like, we don't, you know, let's be fair to them. They've really proven this offseason that they know what they're doing, that they're willing to look ahead, you know, so on and so forth. And so I'm willing to give them that benefit of the doubt, as I've said many times over the last few months. And so whether it's Robbie Gould or Brandon McManus, I really do think you have to have one of these dudes, you know, when you land in Oxnard for training camp. Now, for what it's worth, the article I wrote, I looked at the last 3 years of work for both Robbie Gould and obviously Brandon McManus. But I looked at 2020 and 2021 for Greg Zuerlein and 2020 2022 for Brett Maher. So, you know, kind of looking at what Robbie Gould and Brandon McManus have done over the last 3 years versus what the Cowboys kickers have done over the last 3 years. So if we look at things, you know, in that time period, Robbie Gould overall is 66 of 78 in terms of field goals. Oh, man, my iPad freaked out on me. So Robbie Gould, 66 of 78. Oh, there we go. It's freaking out again. Brandon McManus, 82 of 101. We'll get to that in a moment. But if we look at the combination of Brett Maher and Greg Zuerlein, and I do think that we blow a little bit out of proportion what they have and have not been. They have not been as bad as it feels. Brett Maher was a really good kicker for the Cowboys last year up until the very end, and it obviously went very poorly. And the fact that it happened in the playoffs obviously was really frustrating. But between 2020 and 2021, Greg Zuerlein, and 2022, Brett Maher, the Cowboys kickers on like as a whole have attempted 108 field goals, and they have made 92 of them. So they're 92 of 108, which isn't terrible, you know, by any stretch of the imagination. But if we isolate Brandon McManus specifically, because that's kind of the, you know, impetus for this conversation, he's 82 of 101 over the last 3 years, which is the sample size that we're looking at. And obviously, he's been around for a much longer time period than that, but, you know, this was the time period I wanted to look at. So of his 19 misses, because 82 of 101 means that you have missed 19 field goals, that's simple math, 14 of them have come from downtown, from 50-plus yards out. Obviously, McManus has played for the Denver Broncos. You've heard a million times about the altitude, how it's higher there, et cetera, et cetera. So that generally leads to kickers, you know, having more opportunities for kicks from beyond the arc, so to speak, which is why it makes sense for the Broncos to be interested in Brett Maher. We know that that is a strength of his. And so I honestly am going to tell you something that may not be popular, something that sorry, I was moving my tissues around, something that may upset you. But for the most part, Brandon McManus is pretty much the same dude that Brett Maher was last season and that Greg Zuerlein was for the 2 years before that. That kind of, you know, serves to the point that Hellman brought up, right? Like, unless you have Justin Tucker, you're just kind of looking for one of these dudes. And so that's not a bad thing. But, you know, I think that you could advocate for the Cowboys to bring Brett Maher back. I don't think that would be silly. I know that our own Chris Holling has done that a few different times on our side, our roundtables, and on his Instagram page because he was a good player. But I understand if you are weary of what happened in the playoffs, right? Like, for lack of a better word, there is some baggage associated with Brett Maher, the same way that there was some baggage associated with Greg Zuerlein, you know, a year ago when the Cowboys moved on. And if you'll recall, the Cowboys moved on from Greg Zuerlein and reportedly kind of thought about bringing him back before the Jets scooped him up. And so those are kickers who kind of, you hate to put it this way, but who kind of wore out their welcome. And so that led to them moving on for one reason or another. And so if we establish that Brandon McManus is basically the same guy as those two kickers, well, then he doesn't have that same baggage. He doesn't have that the same kind of doubts that the Cowboys may or may not have had with a Greg Zuerlein, with a Brett Maher. And so if you could get the same kind of production, we all agree it is stable, legitimate, ideal production without, you know, taking the risk that is associated with the quote unquote baggage, I think you have to do that. And so Robbie Gould, for what it's worth, the Cowboys do like, nobody doesn't, to be clear, but the Cowboys do like kickers who obviously could have success from beyond the arc, as we put it. Over the last 3 years, so we're talking from 2020 to now, between Greg Zuerlein and Brett Maher, they attempted 25 field goals beyond the arc. All right, that's a lot of times the Cowboys settled for 50-plus yard field goals. Brandon McManus attempted 37. All right, so again, the altitude, obviously, I mean, not every game is in Denver, but you get my point. The altitude was a factor. Do you want to guess, while I kind of like set this up, how many times Robbie Gould attempted a 50-plus yard field goal? That's an important skill. It's not the most important, but it is an important skill. And I say it's not the most important because while Brandon McManus has missed, you know, 19 kicks since 2020, 14 of them have been from beyond 50 yards. So he's pretty money from inside of 50. So, you know, you kind of have pros and cons in that sense. But Robbie Gould, over the last 3 years, has only attempted 10 field goals beyond 50 yards. That's it. I mean, that's not a lot. Brett Maher made 9 just last year, just 2022. So, you know, I'm not saying I was anti-Robbie Gould, but kind of doing this analysis, you know, gathering this data, if I have to pick one, if I have to prioritize one, it is certainly going to be Brandon McManus over Brett Maher. But those are just my two cents. I'm certainly curious for what yours are. We're going to go ahead and start packing up and getting out of here because my face is awful and I sound terrible. And I really appreciate you for giving me some of your time. You know, I feel fine. It's just, you know how it is. One of those things just kind of, I think when I speak, it agitates my sinus or whatever. So good idea to kind of wrap it up. So I hope you all have a wonderful weekend. It is the doldrums of the off season, but we're not going anywhere. We're making it through here because we all love the Dallas Cowboys. So we love talking about them with you. I'll be back on the BTB roundtable next week. Looking forward to that. Yeah, I hope you have a wonderful day, wonderful night, wonderful tomorrow, wonderful days after. I just hope you have the best day ever. You know why? Because you deserve it. We will see you manana, my friends. As always, go Cowboys and peace out.